It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Northwest Indiana. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. You're joining us on 89.1 FM. That's Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. We have a special guest in the studio here. We have Denna, and she is from Anderson Wines. Nice. And you were there yesterday, Sharon.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I really enjoyed myself. Thanks a lot. It was great.
Thank you. Yeah. We enjoyed doing it.
Great place. Great place.
It's a beautiful place, isn't it?
Yeah, even the drive out there was beautiful.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Indiana had that many trees.
Yeah. And hills on the way.
That was cool.
Yeah.
It was really beautiful. Wow. I like living out here.
Yeah. So how's your week been going, Sharon?
Yeah, it's been going crazy. Good. Very good. Very fast.
Every week. The older you get, the faster it goes.
Yeah. I can't really complain too much, just, you know, little computer glitches here and there, but other than that, pretty good.
How's your holiday shopping going?
Non-existent yet.
Non-existent.
Haven't started. Gonna work on that.
I'm basically in the same in the same boat. I haven't bought a thing. I hope Karen isn't
feel
listening.
Really unprepared.
She's probably listening, but I'm sorry, but I'll get there some way.
Yeah,
somehow,
I'm thinking.
In between all the catering.
Yeah, you've been crazed.
Yeah. That every at this time of the year, people want food. They want entertainment.
That's
great. So I go there and do a song and dance when I drop off the fried chicken.
Do you put on the red nose and floppy shoes too?
And the big ears, and I have a nice little hat with a bell on top.
That's a nice bonus.
Yeah, it does help you out.
There's an extra tip in there for you.
There you go. So, anything going on this weekend with you?
Bears game.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I'm surprised you're not catering something related to that.
Me. I'm catering me.
You're catering you and your family.
Right. We're going to sit around in my new kitchen that me and my wife just kind of built in the house, and we're going to make something for the Bears.
Make wings.
Yeah, something. I'll probably run over to the restaurant, get something, come back. So I guess I'm kind of making it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I'm going to put you to work again.
Yeah. So, well, this week we have Denna, and she, like I said, she's from Anderson Wine.
Yeah. What are you doing for the Bears game?
Uh-oh.
I know. That's why you got to whisper that. And she is from Anderson Wine, and she was nice enough to come into the studio. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are about 45 minutes away, so she took a trip out here with a few bottles of wine and some flatbreads, and we've been tasting them and drinking a little bit. But we want you, the callers, to call in. You, the listeners, to call in, 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And get a chance to get a gift card from Anderson Wines or Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. So give us a call, 769-9577, and ask Denna or me or Sharon any kind of question pertaining to wine or food or the holidays. So how are you doing, Denna?
I'm great. How are you?
I know you're flaking over here.
I know. This shirt is just shedding on everything.
But at least it's red for the holidays.
Yes, exactly.
So, Denna, why don't you go ahead and give everyone your full name?
It's Denna Fayok.
Uh-huh.
And we own Aberdeen Manor in Valparaiso, and we just bought Anderson's Vineyard and Winery in March of this year.
So give us a little bit of your personal background.
Well, it's been kind of varied.
Mm-hmm.
I went to college for teaching.
Oh, wow.
And have never really taught full-time. But
don't tell my daughter that, because that's what she's going to go to school for.
Well, good luck with that. I graduated in 72 with a couple million other teachers. There were no jobs.
Okay.
But I've done a lot of various things through my life. I decided to go into wedding consulting when I was, well, it was in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up building the manor, and we've done that for the last 20 years. And we were looking for an expansion opportunity, and I had always said that if Anderson's was available, it would be a perfect place to put another facility. Mm-hmm. So I found out that they were interested in selling, and ended up purchasing it last March, and the rest is history.
So I mean, you could have purchased it, but what wine? Was that something that just romanticized you, or?
Oh, we're really into wine.
Uh-huh.
My husband and I make regular sojourns to Napa, and my daughter and son-in-law went with us one time, and everywhere we went out there, we were like, oh, we should build something in Valpo that would be a Napa Valley sort of themed place. And had it all kind of thought out in our heads, just needed to find the place to put it.
So how many years was this floating around, this idea?
Oh, 8 or 10.
Oh, really?
Probably.
So when this came up, it was like a ripe grape for you, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I had no idea they were interested in selling a ripe grape. Yeah. I like that.
I see what you did there. So Aberdeen Manor is next door to Anderson Winery?
No.
It's opposite ends of Valpo.
Oh, okay.
Aberdeen is 10 minutes south of Valpo, and Anderson's is about 15 minutes north. Yeah. Yeah. So
okay.
And the way to get to Anderson Wine, it was really simple. Don't take your GPS. I took the GPS. It took me through everywhere.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
The best
way is probably to go down, if you're around here, go down 30 to 49, take 49 north.
To 6.
And take 6 east, and it's basically right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very simple. And there's a big sign. It says Anderson Wine. It's a big piece of property. It's really lovely.
Yeah, it is lovely. Yeah, definitely. Next time I come out there, I need to take a tour.
Well, hopefully it'll be warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I walked around. I kind of enjoy that fogginess in the hills, you know, the trees without leaves, the smell of the wood, the fire. I think the first thing
Isn't
I said when
wonderful?
I came in was like, who's got a fire going?
Yeah.
I mean, I really, really enjoyed it. I think people, like I we'll get to it, but it isn't a total experience when you go out there. It's not just all about wine.
Well, we have 42 acres.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's a really, really exquisite piece of property.
Yeah, you would think, when I went there, I didn't feel like I was in like the Northwest Indiana area. I felt like it was a little bit more south or something like that. Because I did go to the culinary school down in French Lick, Indiana. And it gave me that feeling for some reason, you know, which to me, that's a bone-chilling feeling. So that's kind of a good feeling for me, not a bad feeling. So tell people out there, what are your duties? I mean, what do you do there? I mean, you're the owner, the operator. Do you bounce between the two places?
I've been more at the winery the last 8 months.
Since
we bought it.
You roll up your pants and squish the grapes or anything like that?
I haven't done that yet. But I didn't figure anybody wanted my feet in their wine.
Oh, they used to do it in sometime.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
They did it on I Love Lucy.
Oh. Yeah. Everybody talks about that.
I know.
I Love Lucy.
It's a major point of reference.
That and the chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
And every time we run the bottling line, I think of Lucy with the chocolates because those bottles keep shooting out the end and you've got to pack them in boxes and then you got to run down and put more bottles on and it's just this...
Saw it yesterday. It was a kind of nice little facility there.
Yeah.
You know, I saw the oak barrels in the back. I mean, it was really cool.
That's awesome. So
you didn't go on the little tour.
No, I didn't. I didn't go on there.
You're too worried about eating what they had.
Well, definitely. Maybe. Yeah, of course. I have my priorities. No, I think I got there when you guys were already on the tour.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I took the GPS way with the going around, residential streets, and they're curvy, and they go up into the,
beautiful.
I didn't know where I was. It was a pretty drive, but yeah, it wasn't a straight shot for me. I went down to 30. I went through residential, and I should have done what Tom told me.
Yeah,
he's probably listening. Yeah, he goes, go down 30, go to 49, take it to 6, and I don't know why. I just out of habit, I use the GPS.
Well, folks, we're sitting here with Denna from Anderson Wines. We're on 89.1 FM, and we want you to call in 769-9577. Denna has brought us some gift cards from Anderson Winery and Vineyards out of Valparaiso. We've been trying the wines. They're really, really good. We bought some dessert wines, and they have a lot more to offer there. And what are some of the things that you offer there at the winery?
Oh, we have a lot of interesting things. We have a lot of nice gift items. We have a lot of good stocking stuffers. We have tree ornaments.
I didn't see that. That's
cool. Our whole little tree there is covered with ornaments. Some of them are branded with Anderson's Winery. Others are plain, but we have 21 different wines available.
And I've seen that you had cheeses.
We have, we have cheese from Fair Oaks Farm and also from Gugusburg over in Shipshawana.
And the one thing I really like, because it really hits my palate, because I'm Greek and I like it in my baklava, is you have honey. You have your own honey.
We do.
And they're bees from your property.
They live on our property.
But you have a manager that manages those bees.
Well, he owns the bees and he brings them and they live on our property throughout the summer. And then we can get the honey back from him and sell it.
Yeah. I was surprised to see that, but I guess with all that property, there's just so much. Pretty soon you'll be probably growing hops.
I actually looked into that.
Hey,
That's kind of an investment because you have to have the tall poles and the wires and have.
We've had some hop growers on.
Yeah,
there.
And it's a really cool process.
And it's like sort of like the grapevine. It takes a little time to get those vines to mature.
Mm-hmm.
And once they mature, you know, they kind of get going. But with the property you have out there, it's almost endless what you can do.
Yeah.
It really is.
For sure.
Goats, you can do your own goat cheese. And, you know, just like on the flatbread,
well,
the goat cheese.
Well, I have to get the goats past my son-in-law.
You know, the goats are so, goats are so cute.
I love goats.
I love goat cheese. I like goats, too.
We have Jean on the line. Jean, do you like goats?
I think they are the sweetest, cutest little animals. But
they eat everything.
I'm not crazy about goat milk, and I've never eaten goat. I mean, I've had lamb, but not crazy about it. No,
well,
I just think goats are cute.
I seem to like the goat cheese, though.
Yeah, goat cheese.
Well, I wouldn't be able to eat my goats if I had goats.
No,
that
no,
would kill me.
Sure.
I couldn't do that.
Maybe.
They'd be pets.
That's true.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
So, Jean, you got a question for Dana?
I have memories of Anderson when you guys were Anderson Orchard.
Right.
39 years ago, my dad knew the Andersons. So when my son was born, he stayed with Grandma, and my dad and sisters and I, we went and bought apples from you guys. And then a number of years later, my friend and I planned a luncheon, and you gave us a tour of the orchards. Now, this has been probably 10 or so years for that. So we had a tour of the orchard, and a wonderful man gave us this like hayride tour. And he talked about harvesting the grapes and showed us the wine, and we had tasting, and you guys also provided lunch for us. And then when our daughter got married 15 years ago, we bought the wine for the wedding from you.
And
it's been a lot of years since we've been there because we were out of the area for 3 years, so we're just now kind of doing all our old favorite stuff again. But, yeah, you guys have wonderful memories for us, you know, starting back with my dad and the apples.
You know,
I just hope you guys are hugely successful.
Well, thank you. That's I've heard that from so many people that come into the winery, and myself included. I used to take my children there in the fall to get pumpkins and apple cider and such. A lot of people in the area have a lot of really warm, fuzzy memories of Anderson's. And that was a lot of the reason that when we bought it in March, we decided to keep the name Anderson's because...
I'm glad you did.
Yeah. I mean, it has so much history. I mean, it's been there since 1927.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's been there a long time.
Huge.
And
yeah.
Dave Lundstrom purchased it in 1993.
He's the fella who gave us the tour.
Oh, really? Sure.
Yes, and he had a finger missing, and he did this funny little thing with his little scissors and held up his hand and said, "You have to be careful."
That's funny. No, he bought it in 1993 and started the winery aspect of it, and then around 2000, they took out the rest of the apple trees because they had kind of reached their prime and beyond, and they just weren't good trees anymore. And he decided to concentrate more on the winery aspect of it. But unfortunately, Dave passed away about 14 years ago, and the winery kind of fell on hard times for a number of years. They struggled to keep a winemaker and to keep things rolling, and it was kind of sad, but we hope to bring it back to its former glory and do some really nice things that people can make new memories with their children.
When's the last time you've been out there?
Me? Well, it was the last time we were, well, it's twice, for our daughter's wedding. She's been married 15 years now. We went, we bought the wine for the wedding, and then probably about 3 years after that, we went, but it was election day, and we were on our way out east to a family event, and we were going to bring some wine with us, and we couldn't buy wine because it was election day.
Actually, that's legal now. They changed that.
Okay.
So if you go on another election day, stop by.
I will. So, well, I was going to stop by before election day.
Yeah, there you go. You know what? Dena gave you a great reason to stop by. We're going to mail you out a gift card to Anderson Winery and Vineyards.
Well, thank you. Pete and I will take a date and go out to the...
I'm going to give you a second date. I'm also going to send you a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery.
Oh, wonderful. And you live right around the block. Well, you don't live. Your restaurant is right around the block from us. So will give us a chance to walk over for breakfast one day.
That sounds great to me. I'll probably be cooking it, too.
I will watch for you.
Okay. Great.
You guys take care and have a wonderful Christmas.
You too. Thanks for calling. Thank you for bringing up
my good memory.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Okay. Take care.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Folks, we're sitting here with Dena from Anderson Wine Company. Call in 769-9577. Get a chance to get a gift card from Anderson Winery and Vineyards or Chef Nick's Eatery. Dena, tell us like a little bit. Now, she said that, you know, this winery goes back years and years and years. And you just purchased it in March.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked in there, it looks like a brand new, spanking new place. I mean, I would never thought it was as old or, mm-hmm. you know, found a little bit of hard times because you've done a wonderful job with it already.
Well, thank you.
Give people an idea what your interior is like. I feel like it's real warm and cozy, especially when the fire's going.
Yeah, well, the fire is awfully nice.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very rustic.
Mm-hmm.
We moved our tasting bar to the back of the room so that it's more obvious when people walk in the room. And that also enabled us to make a party area to the side where we can do showers or rehearsal dinners, different, you know, occasions that people need to have a place. You know, I've noticed in Valpo, there's just not a lot of spaces where you have privacy for smaller groups.
Right.
You know, there's just not a lot of places where you can have 40 people and have the place to yourself. So,
yeah, but what's nice about your place, I like that earth tones. I love the earth tones. Uh-huh. This is how I am. Like you said, you can fit 40 in there, which is a very comfortable number, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also set in a really nice, it's not like you're going into like a banquet room or they just close off some walls and it's just carpeting with some tables. And no, there's a lot of ambiance going on in there. Okay, there's a lot of eye candy when you go into your place.
Uh-huh.
I mean, everything from looking out at all the retail things that you have,
mm-hmm.
Which you offer a lot, to even when I was at the tasting bar, I guess I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got a road signs up there of all the other wineries in the place,
yes.
And I commented on that, and it's just like a really really cool place to have a Christmas gathering or mm-hmm. a shower.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now that it's a little cold, it's a cozy place, and I can imagine what it'd be like in the warmer weather times.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in the summer, we can also do showers and such out in our garden.
Which is a beautiful place.
Oh, it's so
And we're
going
to talk about that when we get back. We
mm-hmm.
got Steve on the line. Oh, I almost knocked
out
my
wife. Hey, how you doing?
Steve, how you doing?
All right.
You're probably really close out there.
Yeah, I've been out to Anderson before. I used to stop at Purdue Northwest. I know it's close to there, I like to stop there on my way home from work. Always friendly place to go, and I look forward to going back out there. My question was, I was looking for something to do tonight. Is it possible to drive out there tonight? Is there anything going on?
Well, we're open until 6 on Friday. During the summer, this last summer we did music on Fridays and Saturdays, but it didn't seem to attract a number of people. So I think this coming summer, we'll probably do maybe once a month, do a Saturday evening music, live music concert. We do have live music on Sunday afternoons from 2 to 5. And
fantastic.
There's smaller, you know, individuals or like this Sunday we have Hot Sauce, which is Doug and Karen Linz from Island 49.
Okay.
they're wonderful, and they're going to come and play their music as well as some Christmas music.
Is he the one that makes the hot sauce?
Yes.
He was on the show here.
Yeah, super nice guy.
Yeah, real nice guy. Yeah. He had a whole song about hot peppers.
Yes.
The whole history of peppers and the different skull levels.
Yeah, he's super nice. And we had Island 49
nice.
During the summer, and they did a great concert. But we are open noon to 6, Tuesday through Sunday. So we're not open Friday and Saturday evening. But
once the weather warms up, that's in the daylight's
next summer,
out longer.
We may have some occasional music on.
Now, Steve, you said you stop off over there?
Yeah, when I was working at the university.
Oh, when you're Westville. Did you go to the wine tasting bar there?
Yeah, I did. That was my next question. Is the venue of wines basically the same wines that you're making as they had there with the previous owners, or is there a different wine card?
No, we have a whole new line of wine.
Great.
We have eight. Yeah, I know. That was my feeling, too.
All right. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Yeah. We did keep the Raspberry Kiss because that's very popular. And we do the Vineyard White, which is a Niagara wine for it's a sweet white, and the university buys that for their communion wine, which I'm still trying to figure out how they do white wine for communion.
You're using red wine with some breadcrumbs in there.
That's my thought, yeah. But, the vast majority of our wines are new wines, and I honestly think we have a really nice line of, there's something for everybody. There's sweet, there's dry, and in between. Yeah, you need to come by and do a tasting.
I can get out there. I can get out there by 6 o'clock tonight.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Get some tasting in.
All right.
Yeah, we do a $5 tasting, and that is 4.5 ounce pours, which is basically a glass of wine for $5. And you have a list, and you choose the four you'd like to try. Okay. So yeah.
So what we're gonna do that is you're gonna go out there now. You're gonna go out there now, right?
I'm not there. I'm here.
Yeah, and then
I got to convince my fiance.
Well, you know, this is how you convince her. You go out there tonight. You get do some sampling, and then when you get the gift card, you know you're going to go out there again.
All right.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Anderson Winery and Vineyards, and Shupnick's Eatery is kind of farther for you, but you know what? It always works as a pass on gift. You know. So when you get that gift card, you can always give it away for a Christmas present or something like that.
I appreciate the generosity.
Okay. You have a Merry Christmas, Steve.
Likewise.
Thank you. There you go, folks. It was that easy. Call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And ask Dana a question about wines or ask me a question about food and get a chance to get a gift card from Anderson Winery and Vineyards and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
Yeah. As big as Northwest Indiana is, I always find that most of the time, these places are worth a trip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, this place is
definitely
a bigger worth of a trip because how many acres are you on?
42.
And I've been on your website and stuff, and I went there and I walked around. I really enjoyed myself. I don't know how many times I can say that. And I've told people that, you know, that's a really cool place where you can go to because, you know, like even in the summer, you can take your blanket out there with and get some bottle of wine and sit out there by the – and you have it all broken up. Tell us how the property's kind of broken up for the people, the consumers. I mean, there's a pond. Is there a pond out
there?
Yeah,
there's a pond. It's a little bit of a walk.
Mm-hmm. But people are allowed to go?
Oh, sure. Okay. You can walk anywhere on the property that you'd like to. We have...
You have a beautiful band shelter.
Yeah.
Well, it's all
we call that the greenhouse. It's a hoop house.
Yeah, it almost reminds me of like an airplane hangar from the First World War or something like that.
It's covered with like a translucent skin and... We have that all the ribs have Edison lights on them.
Uh-huh.
So people that have seen our Facebook page see the picture from the wedding we did last September.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it was gorgeous. Just gorgeous. And you can go anywhere you want to.
Yeah, you have picnic tables out there?
In the garden, yes.
Right, you have picnic so people can just sit out there, you know, and we'll talk about get some snacks from your from your kitchen right. and then sit out there and have a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
I also asked you, but you see you have hammocks out there too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I slept in my when I was in culinary school, I slept in a hammock for a semester.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. You're a brave guy.
Wow. What, you couldn't afford a bed?
I don't know. You know, I was a rebel.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you're being cool, huh? Well, you know what? I had a futon in college, so hey. I still actually have that futon, but it's in the guest room.
But you funny. But you have hammocks out there, too?
Uh-huh. And you can go That's out cool. and hang out and call us if you need another bottle of wine, and we'll bring it out to you. You know,
that's
it's,
really cool.
Oh, that's nice. And
yeah,
you can
or
stay there and
take your kids and
that's,
go out.
That's another thing. It's actually, you know, Anderson Winery out there, it's actually kid-friendly. And I
Absolutely.
Didn't realize, and explain that. I mean, people can.
Well, in Indiana, it's legal to bring children into a farm winery, which is what our license is. So we very frequently have couples bring in their babies in their buckets or their toddlers, and they taste wine and the kids kind of hang out and
well,
it's
you know,
very nice.
You know, and there's so much property that it's almost like going to a park.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. all you don't have to bring anything. Everything's there for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it has that park feeling. And then off in the distance, you see the vines, the
yeah.
vineyard
mm-hmm.
off in the distance. So it's really a neat place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Sharon, did you feel like throwing out a blanket when you were there?
Oh, totally.
Or
totally.
Just one around
Even
you?
Though it was 35 degrees.
Yeah, but you know what?
Well, you know, I've been on a Napa Valley tour, too, and it kind of felt like a little bit kind of like being out there.
Yeah.
It reminded me of my Napa Valley wine tour
yeah.
a little bit. And is that why you have, like, the different signs of the different wineries? So to kind of show that, hey, it's a destination?
Well, the sign I think that you're referring to is the one with the bottles,
mm-hmm.
with all the names of all the different wineries. That's the South Shore Wine Trail.
Oh.
And
nice.
Each of the bottles is a different winery in the area or meadery.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the distance to there. We're trying to promote the entire trail to mm-hmm. people.
Okay.
And so that they can go visit Lambstone or Running Vines or any of these other locations in the area.
Mm-hmm. It's like to promote the wine business in Northwest Indiana.
You know,
wine tourism.
That's been the most rewarding part of being in this business is finding out that everybody in the wine business, it's like a club.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're all very supportive of each other. And, you know, everybody has said, if you need help with anything, just give me a call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get together every 3 months and meet and talk about what we can do to promote the wine trail and promote each other. You know, we're always telling people, oh, have you tried Lambstone? Have you tried Running Vines? Have you gone to Aftermath? There is absolutely no competitive feeling.
Yeah, because you help each other.
Yeah.
You're creating a market of, hey, let's do homegrown.
Right, it's like a customer if comes to me, it might be good for you. If somebody mm-hmm. you know comes to you, it might be good for me.
Well, and everybody realizes if they succeed, we succeed.
Right,
and it only helps them to help us and us to help them.
So
it's really great.
Yeah.
What's your strongest alcohol percentage of wine you have?
Well, we have a port.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fortified port.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really call it port because it's not made in Portugal.
Okay, that's why it's called port?
Well, it's ours is Port of Indiana.
Oh. Burns Harbor.
Nice.
Yes, they got special dispensation uh-huh. from the TTB to use that because it was the Port of Indiana. But I would say that's probably around 19-20%.
Okay.
Most of them run in the 14-16.
Now, you do any champagne?
We do have one sparkling that's called Fuzzy Peach.
No one says champagne because that's a region, right?
Champagne is also a proprietary
right.
name.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to say
it's a
sparkling
wine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you do a sparkling wine.
Yes, and that's Fuzzy Peach.
It's Fuzzy Peach. Now, mm-hmm. do you do other things? Like when I went there, I got a taste of something that was really good. It was cherry. You do fruity wines? I mean, like apricot. I mean, is there an apricot wine? Is there blueberry wine? Is there different flavor? I mean, can
Not
you make
yet.
Wine out of anything?
Oh, you can.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. You can make wine out of honey. That's what mead is.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't gotten beyond the grapes yet.
You're fresh. You're just starting off.
We just were glad to get some wine on the shelves.
Well, yeah. your long term goal, is it to try to get out into the retail spots? Or are you more like you just want to be an in-house winery?
Right now, we just want to be in-house. Mm-hmm. Maybe eventually. We did apply for licenses for our labels so that we could ship across state lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so that we can ship wine out. But quantity-wise,
mm-hmm.
we're just not... We don't have the quantity to distribute mm-hmm. at this point.
You're probably just enough keeping up for yourself with yourself.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
So how large? How many acres is your, say, the vineyard? How many acres is all the?
Well, we have about 12 acres under vine, but the vines have suffered
mm-hmm.
over the last few years. They haven't had the attention they needed, and a lot of them have died.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, we're hoping to replant. At least a portion of them. I don't know that we'll go with all 12 acres because mm-hmm. it's difficult to find someone to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I really am not inclined to.
I was going
to
ask if you would.
I don't
want to
go out
that.
And prune all those vines, you know.
Okay.
So you kind of need to find someone to go out and maintain
so
them.
So a professional of some sort.
Well, or there's also migrant workers that come through, and you know, in California, they do it. They have crews that go all through and prune the vines, but there aren't enough wineries in this area
to
make it profitable.
To make it worth for them to mm-hmm. come here.
So I don't know if there's people that
high school kids
or that do the Michigan vines.
Mm-hmm.
I've thought about going up to Michigan and talking to the wineries there and seeing who does all of their pruning in the spring, because it might be that they could come and do our pruning and then go and do their pruning because they're a little behind.
So these, when you redo wine, the vines, do you go to a greenhouse, a greenery, and buy them? Is that how it's done, and then you replant them?
Well, you have to go to someone who grows grapevines specifically
to be transplanted
for wine.
Really? Mm-hmm. So this area here, the Northwest Indiana area, is it conducive for wine? Is it hard to grow grapes?
I think the biggest problem we have in this area is humidity because it tends to cause powdery mildew and some of the diseases that grapes get from having too much humidity. That's where California has a corner on the market, because it's dry
mm-hmm.
and they don't have issues with those diseases. But there's a number of different varieties we can grow mm-hmm. in this area.
Certain wines are hard, grapes, I should say, are hardier than other grapes for this area.
Sure.
So you have to pick the proper grape.
Oh, they grow grapes all the way up into Canada that they make wine from. It's just that they have to grow different varieties. They can't grow a Cabernet grape or a Chardonnay or Pinot Noir because we can't grow them here either because we don't have the climate. The people that do grow Cabernet grapes here, they bury the vine under, they like lay the vine down and cover it with dirt for the winter to winter it over. And then in the spring, they dig it out and put it back up.
So is there a difference between a eating grape and a wine grape?
Oh, absolutely.
And what's the difference?
Wine grapes are really not that tasty.
Do
eat off
they have
off
seeds
the vine.
In them and stuff?
They have seeds. They're small.
Okay. I always thought they were big and thick or something.
No, they're usually fairly small. And they have big seeds and they're not a grape you'd want to just go out and
eat.
Okay. There are a few varieties that they sell as table grapes and as wine grapes, but not many.
Well, Christina, we're going to ask you, do you like wine grapes or do you like just eating grapes?
Me?
Yeah.
I like both, but particularly wine grapes.
Yeah, because you like them all squished and fermented.
Yes.
I do. It's probably my favorite thing on this planet. So
we got Christina calling in. She's from Lake Village. You have a question for us.
Yeah, I was wondering what sort of medium-bodied reds you offer. I've been on a big Pinot Noir kick, And I've been searching, you know, different places trying to find my favorite one. Mm-hmm. You know, I typically like a more jammy, you know, definitely like a medium body, nothing too full, but I was wondering what you have along those lines.
We have a really delicious chambersin that Ooh. Is warm and spicy, and it's like the perfect wine to sit by the fire and drink. It's,
oh gosh,
it's delicious.
Singing to my soul here. That's amazing.
Don't slobber on your phone. we also have a nice Marquette. Our Cabernet even is very drinkable. It's not a super
not too dry.
Socks on your teeth kind of Cabernet.
Yeah, and you know, I don't mind a good dry, but I like it to have, you know, definitely enough a flavor where it's not like you said, you know, your mouth is just like sucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a little dry is good, but that's usually why I stay away from Cabernets, though, because usually I haven't really found like a good.
Well, you need to come
and
try ours. I think you'd like it.
How far away is Lake Village from?
That's a little hoof.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not that far.
They're down east of, or west of DeMott, right?
Okay.
Yeah, west of DeMott and south mm-hmm. of Lowell. So it's usually about 20 minutes up north.
So, you know.
And then about 40 minutes to Valpo or so. Right.
So you're willing to take a nice little trip, huh? A little, little venture out?
Oh, my gosh. For wine, I'll go anywhere.
There we go. Well, Dana, we got someone that will go anywhere for wine.
Okay.
So what we're going to do, we're going to.
You're my kind of girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to.
Oh, my gosh, thank you.
To Anderson Winery and Vineyards. You know what? It's like I said, go there. I don't know if you have children, married, whatever. But if
no.
you can't, well, go there with someone that you can sit around and enjoy the atmosphere.
My sister, absolutely.
And you know what? Take a blanket. Try to find a day that's around 30. It's beautiful inside. But you know what? It's nice. It's nice to sit outside with a nice blanket and have a bottle of wine.
Oh, that's
really?
Amazing.
I think so. I love being out in the cool weather and just feeling the breeze in my face. That's just how I am.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Does that sound good to you?
Yes.
See?
Sounds like the perfect.
Dana says no. She says stay by the fireplace. Are you kidding me?
I
want to
be by the
fireplace. They have this cute little pot-bellied stove right in the
That's
winery.
That's right.
It's like,
That's
why
right.
don't you just sit next to that?
You know, and then I'm going to also send you out a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
So thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys.
Maybe we'll hear from you next week.
All right. Sounds good.
Hope to see you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you will. Bye.
Bye. There you go, folks. Just call in 769-9577, 769-9577. We're sitting here talking with Dana from Anderson Winery and Vineyards. Very good conversation. Sharon Jackson. Mm-hmm.
Time's flying.
It's flying. Folks, yeah. We only got like 15 minutes if you want to call in and try to snag a gift card from us so you can go visit Anderson Winery and Vineyards and see what I'm talking about.
That's right.
And you got to say, you know what? Nick was telling the truth.
That's right. 219-769-9577.
I know we've been talking a lot about wines. Let's talk a little bit about foods. You had some snacks there.
I do.
And you brought some snacks with you.
I did.
And what did you bring with you?
We brought an apple, chèvre, and pecan flatbread.
Very good.
And also a veggie flatbread.
That was good, too.
And chili cheese dip with tortilla chips.
And now the kitchen area is open the whole time that the whole winery. Now, what other items do you offer out of your kitchen?
Well, usually on the weekends, we have a kind of a soup of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Last weekend, we did... white bean chili.
Okay.
Weekend before we did a tortellini soup. We just choose a soup and do it for that weekend.
Right.
We have hummus with pita and veggies. We have a spinach artichoke dip that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a baked brie
Ooh.
With bread rounds
uh-huh.
and apple slices.
I like cheese and apple.
Are these like seasonal things that you pick Mm-mm. things based on? Okay.
We do have some occasional things we like pop-up things we offer, but those are all pretty much always
nice.
On the menu. And then the flatbreads, we have like five different kinds. We have the apple, chèvre, pecan, pepperoni, sausage, mozzarella, provolone, parmesan, and cheddar. barbecue chicken, pepper and onion, and mushroom, pepper, onion, and spinach.
Now, but if somebody came for a little catering event, you kind of cater towards it? They can,
yes,
you can,
you absolutely. Can play,
do you have a separate catering menu, or you kind of work with the people?
We have a separate catering menu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did you guys have yesterday, Sharon?
Well, whoa, we had, yeah, tell us what we had.
Yeah, tell
us.
You had a really nice
before
menu.
I do that,
it was really good. I was going to ask you to
quick,
go through all that stuff.
Call in. We only got 15 minutes. Skewers. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And and what were those little cups with, like, the chicken?
Oh, that
lettuce
was the
wrap
Thai chicken.
So just take us down the whole buffet line that they had. What I you don't remember the item?
I can do this.
Sharon could tell
she
us.
Shared everything.
We
she
had the Thai chicken cups. Mm-hmm. We had a beef kebab.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Hawaiian chicken kebab. We had a baked brie with fig jam.
Oh, that's good. I've had
we
that
had
before.
A portobello mushroom bruschetta.
Wow, you guys had all that.
No, I didn't. I must have missed that one.
Well, that was the good one for the vegans.
Oh,
and,
okay.
But it's good for everybody because it's really yummy.
Sure.
And we had one other thing for the vegetarians.
So that's
you
far.
You had a nice dessert, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did the brownies with raspberry.
Oh, that sounds good.
Sauce.
That was very good.
You know what? You know
very
that's
good.
So.
You should have stuck around longer.
Yeah.
I had to go back and cook. That's what I do. This is just fun for me.
I know.
I have people like Dana come in, and we just have a good time and drink a little bit of wine before I have to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, call in 769-9577 at 769-9577. We got maybe about 10 minutes left. Ask Dana or me or Sharon a question. Get a chance to win a gift card. We got Dana here from Anderson Winery and Vineyards out of Valparaiso, and she's here live in the studio here on 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio. You also, I'm sure you do this, but do you have like wine tasting classes? Tell us something of the crafty things
that
you do there.
That's something we're looking at doing after the holidays, mm-hmm, is a wine pairing dinner,
mm-hmm,
or a wine and cheese pairing class, for mm-hmm lack of a better word. We also have a lot of craft classes we offer in the evenings.
Like what type of crafts?
We've done reversible boards, okay, folded books.
Oh, okay. That kind of stuff. Like, mm-hmm, okay. So,
flower arranging.
So you probably, how about a class on how to make wine?
Maybe eventually.
Yeah, because sometimes, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? I can see that. Like, you know, like we had a lot of beer guys on here. It seems like everyone starts making beer in their bathtub.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You hear almost every guy in here, how do you start making beer? Oh, it was in a bathtub or a 5-gallon bucket or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I never heard anyone say, like the wine people that come in, that they have like classes on even how to show people how to make wine,
mm-hmm,
which would be kind of interesting.
6-4 what?
That would be. We should do that.
Well, I'm just telling you to do it. I thought maybe that would be an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Sharon's on the phone. Who's Sharon on the phone with over there?
I don't know.
You'll run for a second?
Okay.
I did want to tell you, you were mentioning the difference in the terrain,
uh-huh,
and a lot of the reason for that is that our property is at the top of the Valparaiso Moraine, which winds through Porter County,
mm-hmm,
so it's the highest or one of the highest points in Porter County.
Okay.
And that's where it drops off, you know, you
yeah,
come down
that.
The hill and then up before you get there, and It's a really hilly part of the county. It also runs into Suman Valley.
Yeah, like I said, when I was driving there, I really felt like I was more like in the southern part of Indiana.
Yeah,
because of the hills.
It's a lot hillier.
Yeah, and then mm-hmm just the smokiness,
I
the haziness.
It'd be really nice.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Beautiful.
It is.
Beautiful. It's different. It's
yeah
pretty.
It's
beautiful
real
country
pretty
out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got Julie from Lowe on the line.
Hi.
Hi, Julie.
How are you doing?
Good, really good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You have a question for Dana?
Sure. Well, I actually have a question for you.
Oh, no.
I do want to visit the winery, though. I definitely want to visit the winery because that sounds really great. But I did have a question about Chef Nick's. What kind of food do they serve?
Well, we have a lot of everything. We do everything from gluten-free items. We have pizzas, calzones. We do fettuccines. We make chicken piccata, marcella. We make our own hot sauce, our own salad dressings. We make our own Alfredo sauces.
You got the Mediterranean sampler.
Yeah, we
you
do.
Got
Sharon's had them every Tuesday. She gets something.
What was the this flaming cheese? Saganaki?
Yeah, we do Saganaki. We also roast our own pork butts for 10 hours, and we have a great Cuban sandwich. We do a lot of little things. Great burgers. We do a lot of big job on burgers. Our chicken, we marinate them two different ways. It depends. We do a lot of wraps. For a Greek kind of flair restaurant, we sell a lot of avocados. We go through a lot of avocados. So, you know, and then we do a little bit of breakfast. So, you know, when you get the gift card, you know, stop on in. But what you need, that'll be a nice quick fix for dinner. We have a pickup window for you. We do a lot of catering. I mean, I just did JCPenney's, and we just did like 300 pieces of chicken and beef and all kinds of stuff. But what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card out to Anderson Winery and Vineyards. And, yeah, and then I'm going to give you a gift card for Chef Nick's Eatery.
And, oh, I'm so excited.
And I want you to go out to Anderson's because it's like an experience. You know how people go out to Fair Oaks Farm? Well, you're not going to, and you think you're just going to go out there and just have a glass of milk and leave? Right? No, you don't.
No, that's not true.
No, you go for the experience, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, if you go and visit Denna and her crew, and you go out to Anderson Winery and Vineyards, I'm telling you right now, it's an experience. Go out there with your significant other, if you have kids, you know what, and you can probably spend a good couple hours out there just drinking some wine, walking the grounds, take your blanket or sit inside with the fireplace. I guarantee, and if I'm wrong, you come and see me at the restaurant and you can just throw my gift card back at me. I guaranteed you will enjoy yourself, and you know what, you'll also enjoy the drive out there because it is a pleasant drive. It's very pretty.
Sounds wonderful. Okay. I will love that.
Well, I'm glad you called in.
Thank you. I am too.
And you have a great holiday, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we got Jenny. We got Jenny from Crown Point. Hey, Jen.
Hey, how are you, Nick?
Good. Oh, you know me.
Yeah, no offense, but I would never sit outside on a plane with some wine when it's 30 degrees. I'm more of like a 60 to 70 degree kind of person.
So you would be inside the whole time?
Yes, I would.
And you'd probably be cuddled right around that fire that they have inside.
Yes, with fuzzy socks.
Do you have a question for Denna for us?
Yes. So this is Anderson's Winery. Did you say in Valparaiso?
Yes.
Okay. Whereabouts is it? Because I have no idea where that is.
We're kind of centrally located between Chesterton and Valparaiso and Portage and Westville. We're kind of in the middle of all those. We're on Highway 6, about 4 miles east of the 49 bypass.
It doesn't even feel like it's 4 miles, though.
No, it goes pretty fast.
Are you a wine drinker?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes?
Very much so.
And what kind do you like the most?
I like to dabble. I'm also a foodie, and I like to explore. And I like to try different wines from all around. I'm really into local stuff. I'm into Running Vines a lot. And let's see, what else do I like? Running Vines has been a really big one for me, but I didn't know that Anderson's was on Highway 6.
Yeah.
So I haven't tried any of those wines, but it sounds like fascinating, like the types of wine that you do have. And it's like in the wine world, it's so funny because, like, even though something may be a Merlot, or, you know, a Moscato or Riesling, it doesn't all taste the same. I think that you're doing an injustice to yourself by only liking one type of wine and getting tunnel vision and not trying anything else.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Jen, if I send you out a gift card to Anderson Winery and Vineyards, you think you'd take full advantage of it?
Definitely.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to send you a gift card to Anderson Winery and Vineyards, and then we're going to send you one out to Chef Nick's Eatery, and we want to wish you a happy holiday.
Yes, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you too, Nick, and we'll be sure to visit you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Mm-hmm. You too. Bye-bye.
So we were talking about you do some, like, with bands and things like that. Mm-hmm. Now, is that, like, in the summer times, do things kind of open up more? Is that how you do? You kind of extend your hours a little bit more? More entertainment? Or?
Yeah, we have more space to work with in the summer. But we use the garden a lot for that. And then if the weather isn't conducive to being in the garden, we can move it to the front porch, which is fairly roomy.
The front porch is nice.
It is
nice.
The
whole place is nice.
Mm-hmm. Now, oh, yeah.
So let me ask you this. What's the dimple underneath the bottle for?
That's a switch. Okay. The dimple, a lot of times wine has sediment in it.
Mm-hmm.
And when the sediment settles, it settles around the dimple into the bottom of the bottle.
Oh, so it doesn't. So I
so
thought
it doesn't
was just
get a, into the liquid and
it,
in the
it gives you a place to hold on to when you pour it.
That's
too.
What it's all about.
That's what I thought. Is this something having to do with aerating the wine or something? Letting air hit it? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
So do you go with seasonal? Do you have seasonal wines? Are you gonna? Do you?
We
do
haven't
you,
yet, but you, that you, may you, may be in the works for the future.
So what does your website look like? I've seen it a little bit. I kind of, what is the, is it, you have like a picture of grapes and your vineyards and stuff on there?
We have some pictures of.
Of some of the of food, the some food bottles and the yeah. inside and stuff mm-hmm. like that. You want to give everyone your address?
It's andersonswinery.com. And our Facebook address is also Anderson's Winery and Vineyards. And we try and put all of our events and who's playing music on Sunday and things like that.
And you can go on there and reserve for a party or something if you wanted to.
But that's probably better to call.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can also email me through the website.
So who was your mentor for all this? Who kind of mentored you? Who kind of got you going to thinking like, you know, I can do this and I can.
Taught you the biz.
Yeah. I can kind of call this person. They can help me out.
Wow.
How'd you learn all that you learned?
How many hours do we have left?
Just talking to people.
So there's not one person? Is this a combination of people?
Yeah, it was a combination. It was a combination of the Entrepreneurship Academy with Keith Kirkpatrick and my banker, Dale Clapp,
mm-hmm.
and a number of people that were just so helpful along the way.
So, again, give everyone your address. We're kind of winding it down. We're down to the last couple of minutes. That went by fast.
Yeah, real quick, though. I want to know about any future plans. Oh, you might have mentioned them.
Oh, we are looking at building a new building with a venue for weddings.
Nice.
On the property there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's nice.
That'd be pretty. With a nice big glass looking over your property.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Looking out over the back and a cocktail area and ceremony area outside and that sort of thing.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, nice. I think it'll be really nice.
Oh, you got a perfect setting there. Anything you want to add before we go?
I can't really think of anything. I just would love to have anyone come out and see us and find out what Anderson's is all about. We've made a lot of changes and a lot of improvements over the last 8 months and worked really hard at it. And seems like everybody that comes in is impressed.
I was impressed. And you know what? I encourage everyone out there to take a trip out to Anderson Winery and Vineyards. It's right off of Route 6. It's east off of 49 there. It's an experience you'll never have. It's like it's a should become a destination place. It's a place that you can take a family in the summertime, sit outside, enjoy the fresh air. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be locked in.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was all eye candy. Sharon enjoyed herself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We all enjoyed ourselves. It was a beautiful place.
I kind of felt like I was on vacation.
Well, really, you know what's exciting is
it's nice.
Next Friday, it's the Friday right before Christmas.
Yeah.
And Dana's going to come back with her chef, Patty.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
From Aberdeen Manors.
From the Manor.
And mm-hmm. we're going to talk about appetizers and maybe all the things that we're going to get ready for the holidays.
That's great.
So I want to thank you, Dana, for stopping in today.
Thank you.
I want to thank the listeners out there for calling in. I want everyone to have a great weekend here in Northwest Indiana. It's going to be kind of warm. I want to say go Bears. And we want them to go. They need to win. And I want to say thanks, everyone, for listening to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. Ciao.